The Radio Buzz, the top talk radio stories of the day. The House of Representatives voting down a measure that would give the president the authority to continue U.S. military action in Libya.
Mostly what this is about is the anger by House Republicans, led by Speaker John Boehner, about the president not asking permission, as the Constitution and War Powers Act require, to send our soldiers into harm's way.
Fox News political analyst Jeff Birnbaum speaking with Charlie at WOAI. Birnbaum continued.
This is, at the moment at least, a symbolic vote against what the president is doing in Libya and is not conferring with the Congress. But what it, I think, foreshadows are serious votes as Republicans and Democrats are beginning to be skeptical about the number of U.S. soldiers that are on the ground and fighting in now three places around the world.
Those three places Jeff refers to, of course, are Libya, Afghanistan, and Iraq. Leaders on both sides of the aisle are up in arms over the president's decision to send troops into Libya.
The president has not been straightforward. As you recall, he announced this Libya war while going off on vacation, didn't even address the nation.
Director for the Center for Terrorism Law at St. Mary's University, Lieutenant Colonel Jeff Atticott, speaking with Tony at WHAS.
We were told that we're just going to set up a no-fly zone. We were told that we weren't taking sides, and of course, we've gone way beyond the no-fly zone. We are taking sides. We're told that NATO is leading the operation, and yet 90% of all the activities is really done by the United States of America. I don't call that a support role.
In a vote of 295 to 123, the House rejected a resolution to authorize the mission in Libya, even a limited operation with no ground troops. Only eight Republicans voted for the proposal. According to Atticott, Congress can indeed cut off funding for the effort in Libya, but
when the House voted this time, they didn't cut off funding. They just said, we disapprove of what the United States is doing under your leadership in Libya, because we're not really sure what you're doing.
Will the president take heed, Jeff?
The president is correct in one thing, that he does not have to comply with the War Powers Resolution, which is a resolution that was passed in the 70s, vetoed by President Nixon, and every president since then, Democrat or Republican, has not indicated that it is lawful. So what it tries to do is restrict the president's authority to make war. I say you have to get congressional approval.
This resolution passed by the House, however, represents the most definitive statement made by the House in regards to the conflict. Buzzing right along, a mobile phone of Osama bin Laden's trusted courier, recovered in a U.S.-led raid last month that killed both men in Pakistan, contained contacts to a militant group who is a longtime asset of Pakistan's intelligence agency. So with that said, did the intelligence community in Pakistan know the now-dead leader of the Taliban was in fact living just 35 miles outside of Islamabad?
People who have dealt with this issue for some time have been saying it's inconceivable to think that the elements or some people, not necessarily the top of the government,
correct,
but people certainly within ISI, the intel service in Pakistan, it's unbelievable to think that they didn't know that he was there.
Former CIA operations officer Mike Baker speaking with Bud at WFLF in Orlando. U.S. analysts looked at the phone only to find that the group had indeed called Pakistani intelligence officials, but according to U.S. senior authorities, the contacts made to the Pakistani intel officials may not have necessarily been about bin Laden. I'm Jessica Curtis, and that's your Talk Radio Buzz from Fox News Radio.